You're listening to SBS News.
Samar is a vibrant, energetic foster mother who has cared for multiple children in crisis.
I've just taken them under my wing because I've always had that in me that I want to look after someone. I want to do something with my life.
Over the past 6 years, Samar and her husband have offered their home to 15 children, recently adopting their young son.
It was amazing. I don't even have words to describe it. It was the best feeling ever, just knowing that he's going to be with us forever.
And they hope to do the same with their foster daughter, raising their Muslim children to respect their heritage.
Do you want a sali? Yeah, sali with mama?
It is really important so they don't lose their sense of identity, their sense of culture.
During Ramadan, Samar is reflecting on other children she's helped.
The neglect, the trauma, the, you know, abuse. It breaks my heart. It absolutely breaks my heart. I would take, you know, 20 children if I could. Every sort of week or so, there's a call for a new child coming into care, yeah.
Child protection expert Dr. Melissa Kaltner has studied the impact of coronavirus on foster care in Australia. She predicts that demand for foster care is likely to rise during the coronavirus pandemic as households struggle with the economic impacts of bans and restrictions. But she is concerned that older foster carers might be anxious.
88% of carers in Australia are over the age of 40, and what that means is that they are at increased risk of more severe COVID if they contract the disease.
According to the CEO at Adopt Change, Renee Carter, that's bad news for kids at risk.
At the moment, there's around 45,000 children across Australia that are in out-of-home care, and that's often due to abuse and neglect.
Susan is a carer and, like many older Australians, is at heightened risk of COVID-19. In almost two decades, she has fostered 38 children. Despite the heartbreak of saying goodbye, she says the rewards are worth it.
Thanks God you give me this job. You have to be patient and care about it, love them, show them the love.
Carers are not paid a wage but receive an allowance to cover costs. But experts like Dr. Melissa Kaltner hope some who've recently lost jobs may step up.
In times of crisis, carers are more likely to volunteer. And I think that really talks to the community's drive to support people and to step up when they see that there are families in need.
You can stay up to date with coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.